Good morning and welcome to day 26 of our daily Lenten videos here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott, and we're continuing to talk about God's story, our story. Today I'm standing in front of some books here in my study, and as we read the reflection today, we are reminded that we know how the story ends, but the disciples in the story don't. Do you ever read a story that you already know how it ends? Do you ever watch a movie that you've already seen? Do you ever listen to a story that you know how it ends? Do you spoil the ending for stories that other people don't know how they end? I will read a book a second time because sometimes I forget how it ended. I got to be honest. I will rewatch a movie, but then I typically do know how it has ended. But I'm not a person who wanted to know how Sixth Sense ended before I had watched it for myself. But in the instance of the gospel, I'm grateful to know how at least that part of the story ends. And I think all of us know that while it's an ending, in reality, it's a beginning. In our reading today, Jesus tells the disciples that he must go, they're on their way to Jerusalem, and he must go there and suffer at the hands of the authorities and be crucified, and 3 days later raised. And that had to be confusing to know, actually, is he speaking literally, is this metaphorically, what's going on? And we have the benefit of living on this side of the resurrection, this side of the ascension. So we know that although going to Jerusalem presents an ending, it also presents a beginning. Beginning for the disciples, a beginning for Jesus after the resurrection, a beginning for all who believe and call upon the name of our Lord. And we know that even though dark times are coming, as Jesus was preparing the disciples for, that the light is also coming, that the sun will rise, S-O-N. Annie's saying about the sun, S-U-N, coming up tomorrow, but both are true, that there will be light even amidst the darkness, no matter what darkness any of us are facing. And we have the benefit of knowing that because we have seen how this part of the story ends. So take it easy on the disciples when they don't get it, and lean in and rest in the assurance that the light is coming, that Christ indeed has risen, even though during this Lent time we're not in the habit of saying that. And give thanks for that is my encouragement for you today. Thanks for spending a part of this day with me. I would be remiss if I didn't remind you that tomorrow the Giants have their first game in San Francisco, their first home game of the season. So if you can't make it to the city by the bay, be sure to tune in to see Oracle Park in all of its splendor. Take care, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day 27 of our daily Lenten videos.